Well, we've got many talented amateur groups in Wiltshire, and one local group who've made a bit of a name for themselves over the years with their productions is the Old Town Theatre Company, who are based at the Arts Centre on Devizes Road in Swindon. And their Christmas show, Comfort and Joy, is about to take to the stage later this week. Producer of the play is Paul Felix, who joins us now, along with cast member Jane Ackrill. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you. First effort as a producer, I understand.
Yeah, first one.
Did they give you like a whip and say, this is, you need this?
Not quite that bad, no. It was more voluntary. There was a few people that were in line, and then they kind of dropped out for whatever reason. And then I sort of volunteered and thought, why not give it a go? I hadn't read the script.
At that point,
I didn't realise.
Volunteers take one step forward, then you can see the script.
Yeah. I was like, right, okay. Just sit here and read it.
You've acted, of course, before. Have you found it very different?
Yeah, but I kind of now appreciate probably more from the actor's side being a director, because you see more that goes on the stage when you're directing.
Because
you see
everything. Next time you're acting, will you think, I'll never mess about the director again?
It depends who it is.
Yeah. There's so many groups do pantomimes this time of the year. I was talking to you during that bit of music. I don't think you guys have ever done one, have you?
Not as far as I'm aware, no. I mean, I've been part of the OTTC for about 18 months. Right. And looking on the website, there doesn't seem to be anything which we've done sort of pantomime.
How long have you been with it, Joan?
This is my first time, play.
Because I was going to ask you later on, you've got some new members. Clearly, here's one you prepared earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, why not? You know, Jane is one of the new people to ATTC. She's now a member, and we have another girl who's also in the production who's joined the company through this.
So, Jane, what's your background? Have you done drama before?
At school, yes, and I did a little bit at Bath University, but this is my first time on the stage.
So what made you join a sort of local AmDram group?
My friend said, well, you're always going on about the fact that you really enjoyed drama at school, why don't you do it? And we heard about this audition, and before that I went to see Art
and
that was excellent.
That's a great piece of theatre, isn't it?
Wow, I was so impressed with it. I thought, oh, I must have a go. And my first audition, I got a leading role, thanks to Paul. So it's amazing and scary.
And you went, no, I didn't want a big role. Just come along. I could help the first one. Yeah. So listen, and this play is written by folk musician and comedian Mike Harding, which kind of you don't traditionally associate with playwriting, do you?
No. I mean, the only, there's a couple he's written. Fur Coat and No Knickers is probably one of the main ones. Yeah. But I think there's maybe three or four in total, but you don't really...
No, because I mean, I kind of remember him with Jasper Carrot. It was kind of that whole genre in the 70s when they get up and kind of do the thing on stage and so forth. But what's it like as a play?
It's very, very well written.
Tell us about it. What's the story?
It's basically a story about a northern dysfunctional family at Christmas who have got relatives they've not seen for a while coming over for Christmas. Strange neighbours that are invited to one evening, if
sharing
you like.
The celebrations.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away about the strange neighbours, but they're very odd, let's say. And then it all kind of comes to a head towards the end. And it's just, you know, your worst Christmas nightmare, and there's probably something in there for everybody that they've experienced.
I was going to say, Jane, when you're kind of rehearsing this, are you thinking, actually, this is a bit too close to the knuckle? I see me auntie, whatever it is in here. There's something about the characters you recognise.
That's right. That's what's so good about it, because they are very real people, and everybody who comes to see it is going to be able to identify with it.
Tell us about Margaret. That's the character you play.
Yes, she's the matriarch. She's very much the Ernie Wise to Martin, my husband's Eric Morecambe, who's a real character, a bit of a rogue.
You've not got short for Eric, have you?
Well, you can't see them, can you?
I know, yeah.
Yes, so she keeps the family pretty much together while he gets up to all sorts of escapades, as the audience will find out when they come to see.
Have you enjoyed rehearsals? Has it kind of lived up to your expectations?
I've loved it. I've had a ball. It's been great fun, yes, and we've laughed so much, haven't we?
Yeah, but we need to with comedy. I mean,
oh, God, yeah. If we don't
relax
find
everybody
it funny.
Into it.
But the thing that you'll find, and I guess, Paul, you'll know this, is that when the audience come in, they laugh at bits that you haven't been laughing at, and don't always laugh at the bits you have been laughing at. Oh, no, what have you done wrong?
Yeah, it definitely adds another dimension to the play when the audience are in there.
Yeah.
The whole atmosphere is lifted.
Tell us about the rest of the cast, then. Who else have you got there?
Well, there's 12 adults.
Oh, so blight.
But basically, we've got the
so
the
it's
old
moving numbers. Yeah, you've got to get around exactly. The place. So you've got a number of new ones and
a few old ones. Steve Wheeler, who's playing Goff, who's the uncle, Margaret's uncle. He's been with the Old Town Theatre Company for ever, I think. Right. So he's playing the main old guy, grumpy. Right. Ex-railway
worker.
So it's
a good mix of experience and new stuff as well.
Yeah, and then you've got the daughters of the Duggan family, which is Margaret and Martin, and then boyfriends, and then the neighbours.
How have you done with accents? Because you mentioned earlier some of them from the north. Have you been working on northern accents?
Most of them are fine. I mean, if I wouldn't force the northern accent if it wasn't coming right. But the northern accent is there for everyone that needs it. Martin is actually an Irish guy and is got a brilliant Dublin accent. We've got a lady who's from Dublin who's been kind of telling him, actually, you know,
put your lilt there a little bit. Yeah.
We actually had some poutine as well.
All right.
I don't know why I can say that. but just to kind of get the taste because it's in the play, if you like.
See, there's an awful lot to do. You'll be pleased to get back to acting after this, though, won't you?
Relieved, yeah.
All right, well, listen, we wish you well. Jane, I hope it's a great success for you as
Thank
well.
You.
How do we get our tickets? It starts on Thursday, doesn't it?
It's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week at the Arts Centre. Starts at 7:30.
Box office number?
Box office number is 01793-614-837. Okay. They're £6 for adults, £4 concession. We're pretty much selling out fast, so if you need them, then...
Get along
and get them. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope it's a great success. Have a good Christmas, both of you as well, and everybody at the OTCC. I know you do good work. And there we are. That's Comfort and Joy Art Centre, Devizes Road, Swindon, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go and see Jane. Are you all right? You're not going to walk out and go, blimey, there is an audience out there now. You didn't tell me there'd be people here as well, Paul.
You never know.
All right. Well, we wish you well anyway. Box office number again, 01793 614 837. Ideal alternative to Panto. If you'd like to go along, I'm sure the team would be pleased to see you there. All the best. Have a good run.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Travel news is next.